There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Say it ain't so. Harry Reid is leaving. Oh, my gosh. Folks, you're going to live without the Democratic leader in the United States Senate by the name of Harry Reid? I'll bet Heidi Heitkamp's upset, too. I bet she's crying a river. She's probably getting ready for the going away party. Remember, she voted against him as the leader. See, those Democrats, they know politics, right? I mean, there is no better politician in the state of North Dakota than Heidi Heitkamp, bar none. Bar none. I think she's the best. I really do. Some might say, well, what about John Holden? He's darn good. There's no question about it. He's darn good. But you know what? When he goes out and pitches for a vote, he does it with people who in a majority agree with him. Okay? So he's making the case to people that by and large are inclined to share his political viewpoints and values and everything else. Heitkamp has to go out as and you know, she's probably 60-40 against her way of thinking. Okay, she's a staunch liberal. There's not a lot of staunch liberals in North Dakota, so that's what I mean about being a good politician. Harry Reid's a darn good politician. Heidi Heitkamp's a darn good politician. Now I think Heidi Heitkamp doesn't like Harry Reid because she quite honestly saw the way he ran the Senate last time costs. You know, Democrats all across the country, she's not in the majority anymore because of how Harry Reid ran the Senate. So she was smart enough to realize, hey, you know, while you got what we want, you know, done and stopped what we wanted stopped, you also caused a lot of people to get defeated there, buddy. Anyway, he's gone. Harry Reid's out of here. So that's the big national news story. I could really, I don't know. The whole thing turns my stomach. It really does. And I just because of how the guy operates, but I have to say, some people have agreed with me on this, some people have disagreed with me on this. If your job is to advance an agenda of a political party and stop the other side, he's one of the best. And conservatives would be lucky to have someone with the same skills, not the same viewpoints, not the same values. Not the same vile way of going about, doing business against your political voice, but I'm just saying X's and O's, strategy, pretty darn good. Am I normal or am I nuts? Is what I just said have you saying, are you kidding me? That's what the show's about. This is called What's on Your Mind, and we want to know what is on your mind today. We also are taking suggestions for the next name for the University of North Dakota. The process is underway, and If you have an idea that is unique, recognizable, inspiring, distinctly UND, promotes a sense of pride, strength, fierceness, and passion, fierceness. Like, you know, the boomers. That's fierce. Boom. That's strength. Boom. That's one of the suggestions we had. It also needs to be representative of the state and the region in a way that honors the traditions and heritage of the past, but also looks to the future. Is unifying, rallying symbol. We want your suggestions, and we've had a number of them today. We did ask for one criteria in your suggestions for the name. It has to have a fighting chance of getting out of the committee process and on the list of three for the president of the University of North Dakota select. By the way, public is being invited to submit names over the next month. Then the committee picks three in May and gives them to the president of the UND. So it's crunch time. It's time to get serious about what we want the University of North Dakota to be named. One thing I want about the University of North Dakota is for an eighth national championship trophy banner to be hung from Engelstad Arena, and they are four wins away from that. They are in their 13th consecutive NCAA tournament. It is in Fargo, not in Grand Forks. What's that all about? We're going to ask UND's Athletic Director Brian Faison a little later on in the program about all of that. In the meantime, what should the nickname be? Tell me at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Jeff said Thunder. We had the Fighting Sioux suggested. A day from Beulah said Sioux as an S-U-E with a mascot of a beautiful blonde Viking woman. That, by the way, is an example of a name that we're not looking for. It's not going to happen. Somebody else said SOO, the Fighting Sioux, SOO being the railroad, and I love that idea. I honestly do.
So we can't use Salem Sioux and put a cow on our helmets? Nah, you know, the New Salem, North Dakota, big cow?
Not going to happen.
It's not a Native American reference.
The Sky Chiefs, the Lancers, the Bobcats, the Renvilles suggested here today on the program. I can't read my own writing. The Boomers, Rough Riders. What do you think of the Rough Riders?
Yeah,
the Rough Riders. Yeah. Anyway, we'll welcome others at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Anything else you want to talk about, including whether or not you think the University of North Dakota hockey team will win a fourth national championship. Eighth. I don't know where four came from. They got to win four games, I guess. That's where it came from. Win their next four games and earn an eighth national championship. Will they do it? Let us know what you think about that. The debate over the effort to add sexual orientation to North Dakota's discrimination law, Senate Bill 2279, delayed this week and pushed into next week. Concerns are growing about the potential legal problems that the law would bring, especially for businesses or clubs that wish to decline to provide services for same-sex marriages. By the way, what do you think of that? Should they have that right? Should the KC Hall be able to say, no, I'm sorry, we're not going to host a same-sex event here? We're a Catholic a group, although not affiliated with the church. It's separate. It's the Knights of Columbus. And no, we don't. No. Under this law change now, they could be sued. Same thing with a baker that says, no, I'm not going to make a cake for your gay wedding because I just don't philosophically share your view. Find another baker. You know, go to Walmart. I'm sure they'll do it. They could be sued. So. Should they have that right to refuse that? That's one thing they need to wrestle with in all of this. Okay, KB in Moorhead, Minnesota. Is there University of North Dakota fans in Moorhead, Minnesota, KB?
Oh, you bet. You bet. Lots
you're not of them. You're not a Gopher then, huh? Is there like a line down the middle of the state or something, or what is the deal?
I think it goes around Fargo, Moorhead. So.
Yeah, good, okay. I'm glad to hear that. Anyway, what is your suggestion, KB?
Well, I got three, but the last one's the biggest one. The Plowboys or the Sodbusters. But the last one is the Prairie Dogs with a D-A-Y or D-A-W-G-S. And you can make that dog as fierce as you want. Maybe throw a feather in his collar. And I think that would be appropriate for our area.
Sure. One more time. It was the what dogs?
Prairie Dogs.
The Prairie Dogs. Okay. And after Plowboys, you had Sodbusters?
Yeah.
Yeah. We also had Farmers. Somebody suggested Farmers earlier as well. So all on the list, KB. Thank you. Mike and Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, how you doing? I got one for you.
Lay it on me.
The Harvesters.
Ooh, now, see, I'm liking these egg connections here. I like that.
I think that's the perfect one, the Harvesters.
The Harvesters, yeah. Darn right. And what would the colors be? Keep them green, right? The Green Harvesters.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, pick anything you want, I guess. You got to have yellow in there for the corn.
Sure, yeah, all right. That'd be a little close, though, to the bison, if you go with the yellow anywhere in there. But, you know. Anyway, good one. Harvesters, thanks.
I think that's a good one, though.
It is. It is. Absolutely. Randy in Williston. Randy, what's on your mind?
I was thinking if you kept
what? We lost you there for a second, Randy. Come again. The snakes? Is that what he was saying to us?
Blue.
The blue. Randy, try one more time.
Paint it blue and call them the blues.
Call them the blues. Yeah.
The blues.
All right, got it. The blues. Thank you very much. Brian and Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
I don't know what the logo would be, but I like the name, the University of North Dakota Blizzard.
The blizzard.
We're pretty well known for having blizzards up here. Like I said, I don't know what the logo would be, though.
And we're white for Whiteout Day.
Yeah, we had a suggestion last hour for North Winds, so blizzards would kind of go to the next level. Yeah, okay.
So, all right, thank you.
Got it down. I love the creativity of the fine What's on Your Mind audience all across the Northern Plains. John in Annetta wants to talk about Harry Reid. John, what's on your mind?
Well,
you were just, I wanted to disagree a little bit with something you just said. You said conservatives could use a leader like that. I think, and I'm assuming you're not talking about a guy who will lie and cheat and anything he can, but you're talking about someone who will move the agenda forward and stop the other people's agenda. And I think the conservatives have leaders like that. I think it's the Republican Party or Republican establishment that really that could use someone like Harry Reid, you know, to do that, to use whatever is available to him to fight, you know, to fight the other side. That was one of the things when they did the nuclear option, and I had heard that there was some Republicans that said, well, you're going to rue the day this happens. And there was Democrats in the Senate that said, oh, we're not worried about that. If you guys get the majority, you're going to go back to the old rules anyway.
Yeah, exactly, because we don't fight at the same level. Exactly. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're on the edge of adventure and we're surrounded. Surrounded by rivers for canoeing, the legendary Lake Sakakawea for fishing, and pristine grasslands for everything in between. We're wide open spaces and an invitation to explore. We're the majestic badlands of Theodore Roosevelt National Park and the beginning of the rugged 100-mile Mataje Trail. We're hiking, biking, horseback riding, and camping underneath the stars. We're Watford City, and we're time out for family fun. We're rib fest and street dances, high school football games, and rodeos at the county fair. We're Watford City, a hometown and a destination. We're the West at its best, because some things never change. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com. That's voicesofwatford.com.
I'm Insignia James Shea, president of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering 3 full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Would be just redundant. I hate it.
What do you really think? What do you really think? I hate it. Well, I thought of that, and you know, probably there were a few Rough Rider alum out there. That's the name of a high school in Grand Forks, Red Rivers, called the Rough Riders. So that name is already taken, albeit by a high school team in Grand Forks. So they'd have to, you know, probably cut a deal with them or something. John in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, John.
Well, I've got the answer to the problem, but first I have to comment on Harvester. That's a horrible name for a team. But, you know, you're going to run into...
We're going to combine those gophers. You don't think it kind of just doesn't do it?
You're going to run into problems because you're going to recruit hockey players from Canada, and those are going to be international Harvesters. You're
going to
end up in
front. Oh, I love it. All right. What's the solution to the problem?
And I hate to give this away. I could probably make some money with it, but the name should be the Screamers.
Screamers.
And the Screamers, yeah. He's screaming down the hockey. He screams down the ice. He screams down the field. People scream at games. Plus, can you imagine the marketing opportunities? As the boys and girls are walking to the games, the girl's wearing a T-shirt that says, I'm a screamer.
Yeah, I maybe share the same zeal for the name that you do, but I appreciate the call. Nick in ADOT, Minnesota, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, got a suggestion here?
Well, I do. I think if you look around, but there's people that are jumping on this, you should just call them the suckers. They all bit the hook. If I tell you, get the book, Aren't We Sue Enough, I think you'll answer your own question. I think we should do is retire Kelly and keep Sue.
Retire Kelly, referencing, of course, the president of the University of North Dakota.
When did the name spoil? When did the name spoil? You got 80 years, and all of a sudden, the Sioux people are standing and said they got a blessing on the name. They did that two flags raised up there. You're going to come a day when you won't be a Scott. You won't be able to walk in the rink with a Sioux jersey on because it's going to confuse the student-athlete. This guy said he's going to stop this name from being carried on the university campus. You're going to have to go through the sensitivity training. All new students are going to have to go through that. I mean, wake up, folks. There's nothing wrong with our pride and our tradition that's been given to us. They're all going against the pipe.
I love your fight. I love your fight, and I hope it continues. I really do. I'd love to see the namesake tribes, have some leadership, of which there's tons of support on the reservations. Convince the NCAA, and that's where you'd have to start, because you'd have to convince the NCAA and then convince the school. But I think it's about a 99-to-1 chance something like that's not going to happen. But it doesn't mean I'm with you. I just am sick. I have a hard time even engaging in the debate about what should the name be, but it is what it is at this point. Lynn and Berthold, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
How about the Leaders?
The Leaders?
The Leaders. The Leaders.
Yeah, interesting.
Okay. Every community in North Dakota has a graduate from North Dakota or from UND that's one of their leaders in the community. Whether we go all the way or to sports, we got the med school, the aerospace, the lawyers, the law school.
Yep, a lot of leaders out there. All right, Lynn, thank you. Got that one down. Howard in Lemoore wants to talk about our discussion on Harry Reid. Go ahead, Howard. What's on your mind?
Yeah, you read me okay?
Loud and clear, sir.
Yeah. Well, you know, before the Republicans took the House, I remember his exact word. I can't remember if it was in audio or a photo op, what it was. He says, if the Republicans take control of the House, I not only won't work with them, I will work against them. Those were his exact words. Yes, he wasn't considered the obstructionist. So, but that was his word.
Are you going to miss him, Howard?
Yeah, did you hear me?
Yeah, I heard you. No, I heard you, and I'm not surprised. I mean, I'm only a fan of his skill set as a majority leader. He's a street fighter. He's a street fighter, and we need a street fighter. All right? We need some of those skills to be able to maneuver that. Now, again, if a Republican did exactly what Harry Reid did, only as a conservative rather than a liberal, the media would be, just in a tither, okay? So they not only would have to fight the opposite party, they'd have to fight the media, but welcome to the world, to the way it is. That's nothing new. So I don't disagree with you at all. Howard, call again. Nice hearing you from you in Lemoore, North Dakota today. Chris in Bismarck wanted to talk about this debate over religious freedom that is waging right now in the North Dakota House. Chris, what's on your mind?
Oh, well, just a couple comments. First, I appreciate everything you guys are doing. I think Harry Reid's a scoundrel. The people in Hebron are just on a fundraiser, and North Dakota ought to be able to call itself anything they want up there at UND. And I'm just curious. Yeah, that would be nice. I don't know. There's something in the Constitution about freedom of expression. I don't know what it says.
Novel concept there. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just curious, though, on one topic, how the people of Indiana are going to reconcile the law they just passed about religious freedoms with regard to a veteran who just came back from multiple tours in a war and perhaps served in the military even longer, who just wants to pursue his version of the American dream and then gets certain doors slammed in his face in his own state. I don't see how that's going to fly.
I hope they fix it.
I don't know. I don't. Equal protection under the law? Are gay people going to be able to slam their door in the face of a person's religion? It's just a can of worms. Everybody's going to want to.
It is a can of worms.
Everybody's going to want to be able to do the same thing.
And it is fraught with all kinds of potential for just tons of lawsuits. That's why it's got to be fixed. So call your House members. Tell them Senate Bill 2279 as it is. Thumbs down. Got to go. Let them know.
Absolutely.
I agree with you, Chris. But there are reports that they're hearing from way more supporters of the law than they are opponents of the law. So you need to weigh in on this and not sit back. Todd, have you seen on the Facebook page, speaking of Hebron, somebody posted one of those mimes of, is it called a mime or meme or what do you call them again?
Meme.
Yeah, meme, okay.
Yeah, you can't post a mime. They don't move while they move.
So it's Brian Williams saying, so there I was in Hebron, avoiding RPG, small arms fire, and having my mailbox and house built with rocks. Oh, I love the creativity of the fine listeners of What's on Your Mind. Let's go to Bathgate here quickly. Anthony, quickly, what's on your mind?
Okay, I got two nickname suggestions that probably won't make people very happy. First one for NDSU fans, I think UND Buffalo, that'd be a pretty good name. Just have the same exact logo as a bison, but flip it backwards, change the colors. And also, to restart the nickname process all over again, I'm thinking UND Pillaging Savages.
One more time?
UND Pillaging Savages.
Pillaging Savages.
Let's start it all over again. Let's
yeah,
do another one.
Yeah, could you imagine that? We'll have this. What would the NCAA say about that? Yeah. Anthony, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. We'll talk with UND's athletic director next. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Northwest Landowners Association in North Dakota was established to help maintain a balance between resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com to view our mission and get information on membership. The Northwest Landowners Association strives to create a network of information, support, education, promote property rights issues to ensure a balanced and fair development of our resources. To accomplish this, we bring together a network of property owners, operators, and residents to share and discuss information to ensure the resources are developed in a responsible manner. Go to nwlandowners.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And GenStone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call GenStone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Top of the hour, this is What's On Your Mind, 800-228-0550. The University of North Dakota's Athletic Director, Brian Faison, will join us in just a minute. He's headed up the NCAA Hockey Committee that has, in part, also selected the venue of Shields Arena in Fargo, North Dakota. Historic, really, even the first time that UND hockey's ever been played in Fargo. Think about that. And also, first time Fargo's hosted an NCAA tournament. It's also a 13th consecutive time that the UND hockey team has been in that tournament, which is no small feat that I think we too often take for granted because we just expect them to be there every year. So we'll chat with Brian in just a moment here as well on the program and welcome your calls for him at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. How'd you sleep last night there, Mr. Mitchell? Did you get a good night's rest?
Oh, thanks to my pillow. I hate it when the cats take it away from me.
Somebody came up to me at the store last night and said, is that true about that pillow?
You know, is it true.
Yeah. I said, well, I'll ask Todd to answer that question on tomorrow's program, as a matter of fact. You really get a good night's sleep? You really like the pillow? I don't know how to fake things. I honestly don't. I'm not the kind of person to get behind a microphone and say one thing but believe another. And we just, you know, if somebody said, would you talk about pickles on the air? I'd say, only if I can say I hate them, because I do, right? So it's got to be the real deal. And seriously, my pillow is the real deal. It really is. This is a neat story, too. It's a Minnesota company. They're just celebrating their 10-year anniversary. And this guy started going to the fair. I mean, he was in Minot every year, selling all kinds of things. And, you know, he actually interacted with a lot of people that go to fairs and trade shows. And they said, you know, I can't get a good pillow. And it inspired him to go create and build the best pillow on the planet. And now the National Sleep Foundation says this is our official pillow. We have a deal for our listeners, 2-for-1 on the original classic pillow. So you buy one, you get one, 50% savings, great deal. MyPillow.com, use the promo code Scott. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. Check it out. All right. And by the way, 10-year warranty, 69 money-back guarantee, the thing just plain works. UND's Athletic Director Brian Faison is here. Brian, nice to have you. How are you?
I'm doing great, Scott. Thank you.
How's Fargo treating you?
So far, so good. It was a little windy yesterday, but we didn't have any precip, so it's looking really good for this time of year.
Fantastic. We spent the better part of the last 90 minutes on the program talking to our listeners about the process just announced this week about how the University of North Dakota will go about selecting a new name. And kind of read the criteria and said, look, fans can participate in this. You're in the game. Go ahead and throw out a name. And I thought I'd share a few of the suggestions that have come in, a little montage of the ones we've had already, just so you can get a little flavor of what folks are thinking. Go ahead and roll that, Todd.
I have an idea. How about the North Dakota Fighting U? Great big capital U, double meaning for university.
Yeah, I guess I'd like UND's name changed to maybe the Renville Raiders after the Civil War unit that was headed up by Renville. He was a Métis from the Wahpeton Sioux. How about if we change the UND to, like, the Métis, which was a mixture of the Irish, the Sioux, the Wahpetons, the Germans, the Chippewa, basically all the early cultures that settled central North Dakota and northern North Dakota?
You know, with all the Native American icons around the arena, how about you just switch it to the UND Fighting Chippewa? You can probably get their vote on it, and you keep the icons.
The name for the Fighting Sioux should be called the team formerly called the Fighting Sioux.
You don't want to call it the Rough Riders. Red River High School already has that name. That would be just redundant.
For the new name should be the Northern Pikes.
As an NDSU grad, my suggestion for the new UND logo would be the Sugar Beets.
Morning, guys. I still like the Raz for the name, because you could work that to your advantage all the time.
How about the Dakota Frackers? They could be black, green, and gold for the colors.
I think UND should be called the Mighty Sioux. Thank you.
Well, there are a few. We had more than that, actually quite a bit more. We had Leaders, we had Buffalo, we had Thunder, we had Boomers, we had Screamers, we had Bobcats and Sky Chiefs, and folks are getting into this. That's a good sign, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, and they'll have an opportunity to get into it even more here, Scott, as the process unfolds over the next couple of weeks.
You know, I imagine on that particular issue, you're just anxious to have three suggestions that will help, as you say, turn the page, and it's coming down the pike quick, right? Because we're looking at just, as I understand it, three selections that'll come from all these submissions that come from people, and then the president picks one of them sometime in May. Is that right?
Yeah, that's my understanding. Excuse me, Scott. I think the intent is to try to have that selection process sometime in the month of May. May get pushed back a little bit, as these things have tended to be, but that's the intention right now, is to try to get this thing at least in front of the fans and the people in sometime in May.
I want to ask you one more question about the nickname. I've heard a lot of people say, hey, I like the fact that we're just North Dakota. That's okay. Is that an acceptable option at this point going forward? Is that still on the table?
Well, we're already there. We have been North Dakota. We'll continue to be North Dakota. And in a lot of ways, Scott, that we are North Dakota. And the Interlaken ND, we've got a history with the Interlaken ND that goes back to territorial days, actually. So those identifications are going to continue no matter what the whatever the new nickname or our logo is.
So talk about the committee that you chair at the NCAA level, and what you're charged with when it pertains to hockey and the tournaments. Is it mainly about the tournaments? Is it about where they're going to go and who goes where? And just bring us inside a little bit of this committee and your work, your charge.
There are six members, and they represent the conferences in the NCAA that play hockey. And there has to be six administrators and six head coaches. And primary focus is absolutely on the championship. So it's all things, Scott, that are involved in the championship. So that's everything from site selection to process for choosing hotel rooms to per diem issues to travel, trying to continue to deal with some of the challenges that we have with travel, moving teams. So it's really sole purpose is to deal with the championships. There's a lot of engagement from this committee with the American Hockey Coaches Association and their meetings when they meet in the spring in Florida, and the conference commissioners. But we operate immediately underneath the championships committee of the NCAA, which is the final arbiter for our organization and all the other sports championship groups.
I'd love to be a fly in the wall when you decide who goes where. What's that process like of moving the chess pieces around?
It's simple and complicated. I think the most challenging part is the seeding, and that's to your point about moving teams around. I think it's fairly clear cut at the start. The 16 teams I've been on this 2 years now. And I've been recused from being on the actual seeding call because, fortunately for us, North Dakota was in the tournament, so we couldn't be on the seeding call because they didn't want any questions about how teams were selected for certain spots, trying to take advantage of the process for your institution. But after the fact and in the conversation with the other committee members, I mean, they're obviously looking at different factors. one of the reasons when we went through this process, got to bid for the tournament this year, 2 years ago, we bid both the Ralph and the Shields, because there was no policy that precluded you from bidding home ice, but that was how the committee had been for the last number of years, that they were not going to entertain home ice. And so we wanted to make sure that one way or the other, we were going to be in a position to host if we could. And that worked out. And the Shield Center has been awesome. And it's been a really interesting team effort, which maybe we could talk about a little bit later. But, you know, so it's, you've got attendance. The committee has a lot of flexibility, particularly when one conference has five or more teams in, and we've got a record six from the NCHC. So they have a little more flexibility in moving teams around, primarily because they want to try to avoid intra-conference first round matchups if they can. And there's some attendance issues there, I think, with this group, although I'm not privy to the whole thing. I think there was clearly some movement on geography and attendance to try to shore up some attendance out of the East.
Well, let's talk a little bit about Shields Arena. I mean, there's a ton of excitement at Fargo. It's the first time ever that UND hockey is going to be played here. The men, I think the women might have done an exhibition game one time or another somewhere, but the men, it's the first time ever, right? I mean, it's just pretty incredible.
My understanding.
Yeah. So you got history in the making. It's an NCAA tournament for the first time here. And, by all accounts, things are going pretty good so far, are they?
They really are, and it's kind of an interesting combination. This is a real team effort between Shields and REA and UND and John Cram. The Shields has been great. His staff has been fantastic. And Jody lending some of his key staffers to help. And we're fortunate at UND. We've got some great people in positions that really know what they're doing and can get after things and do a great job. And Kyle Dolporowski, who's my associate AD, is the tournament director. Done a fantastic job, and Eric Martinson, who is in our business operation, is serving as the assistant tournament director. And Eric is an exceptional young man, and maybe part of it's because he's a goalie at heart. So maybe that's part of his of his makeup in terms of how he does the job. But great staff support across the board. It is going to be crazy today. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, I mean, the UND hockey was built in the old, what was once Winter Sports Center, and then the original Ralph Engelstad Arena, on an arena about that size, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's some history,
yeah,
and some advantages of that kind of crowd packed into an arena that size. So, I mean, it's going to bring me back to the old days.
Yeah, you're right. I hadn't thought about that, but you're absolutely right. It will be that way. It will be packed. They'll be hanging from the rafters.
Frank in Fargo has a question for our guest, Brian Faison, athletic director at the University of North Dakota. Yes. Go ahead, Frank.
Yeah, just a quick question on how this, with the a neutral site, how that plays out with the issues that are plagued as we find ourselves in without a rudder or a name. How the NCAA, we had the big deal about not being able to play postseason or host postseason games. Now you got a policy where you can't have a You can't technically host the site. How does that work?
Not sure I completely follow. The issue with the nickname and logo for the NCAA is we just can't wear it. We can't have it on our team jerseys or anything like that. The reasoning behind not doing the Ralph versus the Shields, at least in this particular instance this year, simply had to do with I didn't want to have they weren't comfortable with going home ice for a team.
Well, that is not the new policy, though.
I'm not following the new policy.
Frank.
What policy relative? The policy is that you're not going to be able to have home ice advantage.
But that has nothing to do with the name, I think, is what Brian is saying.
Right. It's totally separate. You just can't be home ice.
Right. Hang on a sec here. We'll finish this on the other side of the break, so I give you a chance to finish that. I'm up against the hard break here, so if you would. Brian Faison, UND Athletic Director, our guest. Frank, thank you for the call. Others, welcome. A couple more minutes left on What's on Your Mind. Don't touch that dial.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Beetelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council is seeking farmers to fill one of North Dakota's three director positions on the United Soybean Board. This board oversees national soy checkoff investments to maximize profit opportunities for all U.S. soybean farmers. All checkoff-paying soybean farmers are eligible to apply. To be considered, you must complete the required forms and send them to the North Dakota Soybean Council office by noon on Friday, April 3rd. The Council Board of Directors will submit to the U.S. Department of Agriculture two nominations for this vacancy and two nominations for alternate positions. The Secretary of Agriculture will make the final appointments. The chosen individual will begin serving a three-year term in December of 2015. To download the application and agreement to serve, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hey, Scott Hinman here to let you know, spring's right around the corner. You may think I know that because the pitchers and catchers are reporting to spring training, right? Well, that helps, but when my friends at Chase on the Lake let me know about their great spring break specials, I know spring is so close you can taste it. If you're looking for a fabulous getaway this spring, check out everything Chase on the Lake's offering. Enter the promo code SCOTT, get 3 nights in a classic condo, 50% off the bowling, 25% off the spa treatments Sunday through Thursday, and when two adults have an entree at the 502 restaurant, two kids get a meal for free, $333 for everything in the beautiful Chase condos with the nice bedrooms, the full kitchens, fireplaces, pull-out sofas, flat screens, TVs. There's something for everyone at Chase. Downtown Walker's a block away. The award-winning Aveda Spa, the indoor pool, the plunge pool, the game room. This spring, head over to the shores of Leech Lake and book your stay at Chase on the Lake. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott. 3 nights at a classic condo, $333 with everything. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
For the University of North Dakota Fighting Sioux. I feel in my gut. Feels like an 8th national championship is 4 wins away. We'll see tonight. Quinnipiac, Shields Arena. Check it out. We're chatting with Brian Faison, the athletic director at the University of North Dakota, for a couple more minutes on the program here today. If you have a question or comment, 800-228-0550. So we were up against a heartbreak there, and I just wanted to give you a chance to respond to Frank, who I think is thinking the reason that the University of North Dakota could not host an Engelstad Arena is because of the controversy over the name or the lawsuit with the NCAA. It's disconnected from that, and it's all across the country, right? That you just can't host at a quote-unquote home site, your home arena, right?
Right, and that's going to be a significant issue for the committee moving forward on in terms of tournament format. Scott, all the sports went through a 4-year bid process on regional sites 2 years ago, and we're asked by the championship committee to only go 2 years out, and so this year and next year, and leave those remaining 2 years open and consider the possibility, along with other opportunities, I suppose, to look at home ice as a future direction. There are several sports that allow for home site first round, softball, baseball, volleyball, I think even women's basketball. So there's some models out there of sports that are currently competing in NCAA that would engage that. But specifically to this year, they wouldn't have entertained the Ralph simply because it was home ice.
And is that a rule that needs to be changed, or is that just a sort of the guidelines or what? I mean, is the rule the right word? Is that what it is?
No, it's not really. Well, see, that's why we did both. It's not really a rule. It's just been the, I don't know if you want to call it policy, but it's been the nature of the committee over the last number of years to stay with neutral sites. I will tell you that the association pretty much, at least in the last summer when they voted, from an opinion perspective, were pretty strongly against home ice. They like the neutral ice. So that all has to factor in, but that's something we're going to be taking on this in June.
It seems like a dumb idea to me. Do you think it's a dumb idea to have it, to have that policy?
Well, there's a competitive disadvantage in some coaches' minds with playing it at somebody else's home ice. But the one thing, and you'll see this tonight, today, I have no doubt, to me, hockey's meant to be played in a jam-packed, electric atmosphere. And I think both teams, whether you're home or away, enjoy playing in front of that kind of crowd. And to me, I've only been engaged with this for 7 years, but that just seems so clear. So hopefully, we'll be able to get some traction here, Scott, and start moving in a different direction. But again, it's the will of the membership. And the will of the committee, and I'm just one vote in the mix of things here, but strong resistance, Scott, to home ice.
A lot of our fans believe that the reason this policy came into place was because of the famous incident where Holy Cross beat the Gophers with a bunch of Sioux fans cheering for him back a number of years ago at Engelstad Arena. Did that have any part in this, do you think?
No, I think you could have that circumstance happen anywhere. We're there and our fans are there. They're going to be a major factor, so I don't think it mattered if it was in the Ralph Engelstad Arena or if it was in XL. I think our fans were represented just fine.
Tom and Hedinger, question for Brian Faison, UND Athletic Director. Go ahead, Tom.
Well, I was just wondering, Providence is hosting the Eastern in Providence, and yet it doesn't seem right that they can do that. The Sioux
they're not hosting it. Providence University is hosting it. But it's in Providence, but Brown University's hosting it. That's the difference.
Oh. But that still seems like awfully close to home ice, whereas Fargo is still 65 miles away. The other thing is, how come there's only 150 general admission? Who gets the other 5,000 tickets?
Well, they've been on sale since November or October, something like that. Yeah. And those weren't general admission. Those were tickets that were returned by the other teams. Each of the sites are divided up. A certain number of tickets have to go to each team. A certain number of tickets have to go to the NCAA. You know, so it's in a 5,000-seat arena. That's pretty. There aren't going to be a lot of tickets available.
Yeah, Tom. The vast majority of the seats went on sale last fall.
I think it was, and
sold out in a nanosecond. They went right away online. Yeah. So these tickets this week were just the ones turned back. That's why I think folks are a little frustrated because, gosh, they'd like to be in the arena, and you get that, but it just is what it is. And I think that's what you're saying, Brian. Hey, college hockey's meant to be played with a big crowd, as big a crowd as possible, so we ought to put it where the most fans can see it, right? And regardless of whether it's somebody's home rink or not, right?
Yeah, and I do believe that. Now, again, it's, you know, I only have one vote in this mix of things that we've got to convince coaches association and members of the committee as well And there may be better ways to do this, or we may continue to do the same thing. But we do have to make a decision. So there's where we're moving forward for the next last 2 years of the bid cycle for regionals. So we're going to have much more conversation about that, that's for sure.
It is going to be a great night. This facility will do a fantastic job hosting it. It is history, and it's kind of cool. I wish there were a few more seats in Shields Arena, but barring that, this is going to be fun. So glad it's here. Brian, thanks for all the good work to you and the Ralph Engelstad Arena team and everybody else, the Shields Arena team, for putting it all together.
Yeah, they've done a really remarkable job. It's going to be great. Appreciate John Graham and his guys and Jody and his guys and our staff. And I think it's going to be crazy. Looking forward to it.
All right, good to talk to you. Take care.
See ya. Thanks, Scott.
Ryan Faison, Athletic Director, University of North Dakota. We are out of time. Todd Mitchell, have yourself a fabulous weekend. We'll do this all over again. Yeah, okay. God bless you one and all. Ralph Peters among our guests, by the way, Monday on What's On Your Mind.
You know, the words free and Mercedes-Benz don't often go together. But we've teamed up with my friends at Valley Imports for one heck of a deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. I've had the honor and pleasure of driving a Mercedes-Benz lately, doing a little test driving for some of our fine listeners, especially that GL class. Wow, is that an SUV? And when you're in the Bakken, you want a safe vehicle. That's a safe vehicle. So's the ML, the C-Class, the E-Class. No matter what you're looking for, go to valleyimports.com. Don't find what you're looking for. They'll get it for you. But here's the free part. You mention my name. You buy a Mercedes-Benz with Valley Imports. They're going to give you 2 years of free maintenance. Plus, you get the 24/7 service. If it breaks down, they're coming to you. You can't beat a deal like that. They'll find what you're looking for. You'll get the best price. And you know what? You'll be safe. What's that worth? ValleyImports.com or call 888-928-7431 or online at ValleyImports.com. Tell them Scott sent you.
As the new world order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The Freeze-Dry Guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.